everyone to Holy Commutes for Monday, October 18th, 2021. Holy Commutes is the only daily morning podcast dedicated to all things Wiffleball. This is Tim and Paul Cook back with you with the third Monday, October episode. This is our ninth season. We're going to continue talking about United Wiffleball as we have for the first two episodes. We'll be back with you next Monday for a or probably late Sunday night for a recap of that tournament, which is now just less than a week away. October 22nd through 24th at People's Bank Park in York, Pennsylvania. So last episode, first episode, we talked about the last year or so of preparing for this tournament. And we talked last week about some of the on-field stuff we're looking forward to. This week, we thought we'd take a little step back and just sort of talk about, maybe give some advice. Some of this, I think, is going to be talking more to, maybe more to myself, maybe more to ourselves than anybody else. Just some sort of reminders, during the weekend of, really making the most out of this experience. That some of this is on field, most of it's off field, but all of it has, connection to on field. Just sort of some things to keep in mind that, maybe people need to hear, maybe people don't need to hear. I know I sure need to hear some of this stuff and remind myself about some of this. So to start, I think the big thing I just want to, remind everyone about is really enjoy the experience, really appreciate the fact that you're going to be playing wiffle ball on a professional baseball stadium, in an operational professional baseball stadium, in front of paying fans. How many of paying fans, I don't know, but in front of paying fans, and just, really sort of appreciate, what that means. I know for, me and you, Tim, and like everyone, who could think about playing, playing a lot, spending a lot of their best days in the game playing, on really hot days and grass fields with, shoddy equipment or whatever, really appreciate sort of where this has, come from, or where this has gotten to. I know, again, this is probably one of those things I'm reminding myself about as much as anyone. There's, whether you're involved in running the tournament, whether you're playing, there's a lot of stress involved in this, and don't let that consume you. Take some time to, take a deep breath and enjoy, what is going on. I know I was able to do that a good bit last year, and it really sort of made the experience all that much better, just sort of appreciating everything around us, whether it's, whether it's just a little thing. Like I know Red said this on Tim Dean's podcast. I remember talking to Dylan Harshaw this summer, and both of them kind of said a similar thing of one of their best things about last year was just sort of sitting in the seats in the stadium, watching a game. This is probably, for both of these guys, this is probably after their team was eliminated, having a beer and watching this and really being wow, this is a dream wiffle ball experience. I'm sitting in a professional baseball stadium, drinking a beer, watching some good wiffle ball, and just enjoy those little moments and really take them in.
Yeah. We've done a lot to make this weekend, as accessible, to every player and every team. One of the things I'm most excited about is Friday Night Fan Fest. I think there's a few different things we're going to, we have the MLW crew who will be doing, their own meet and greet with their fans. And, potentially a lot of those kids are the people that, we as the sport are looking to, get into this style over the next, 3 or 4 years, and to have them out at an event that is this professional and this just the whole atmosphere, being amazing is, just another thing to, really just take in. Got a great caterer on Friday night. The food is going to be tremendous. And, it's the UW Home Run Derby was a huge hit last year. Have no doubt that it's going to be a huge hit this year. And yeah, just let that Friday night, take it all in, and be ready to go then Saturday morning when you're able to get onto the field.
Yep. And that goes in perfectly. So the next thing I had written down here, which is, you know, which is have fun. And, you know, again, this is probably more of a reminder for me and you, Tim, as much as it is advice for anyone else, is that, you know, there can be a lot of stress involved in this. There can be, you know, everyone who is playing, you know, is a competitor and wants to win, but don't let that get in the way of, you know, having fun. You know, this is a fun event. It will be a fun event. You mentioned Friday Night Fan Fest, Tim. That's going to be a ton of fun. It was last year. You know, take in those fun moments. This tournament is a big deal, and you know, no one should feel bad about viewing it as a big deal. You know, but never let any of that get in the way of having fun. If you know, if you find yourself, you know, hung up on the minutiae of this and, you know, just so concentrated on winning that you're not having fun, you know, you're probably not doing it right. And again, I say that to myself as much as anything, or, you know, times last year, there's been plenty of times this year in the buildup, you know, where you find yourself not having fun, and just remember that that's what this is all about. You know, Friday Night Fan Fest is gonna be a great time to have fun. Whole weekend will be too. And, you know, if you're eliminated earlier than you want, you know, the nice thing about this is this isn't just, you know, sitting somewhere watching games. You know, you can have food and drinks. You can watch players. There's a whole lot of, you know, there's going to be games set up on the, you know, on the picnic area, like, you know, big tic-tac-toe and, you know, ski ball and, air hockey and stuff like that. Like, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to have fun this weekend, and never forget that, because, you know, I think you and I, Tim, could say from personal experiences, like, I remember the 2004 Fast Plastic National Championship tournament. I would say that's a tournament where we definitely did not go in there wanting to have fun. We went in there for the sole purpose of winning. And guess what? You know, we didn't have fun, not because we lost, but because of the attitude we went in there with. Yep. And yeah, so speaking from personal experience, never let that be your experience. Always have fun at events like this.
Yeah. And I think, you know, another thing I'm, you know, really excited about is, you know, all the new teams and the new players who, you know, haven't played, you know, this style before. Just, you know, looking down this list, we got, you know, so many people who are coming from the Midwest, from Texas. And, you know, for a lot of these guys, this is their first national championship, you know, in this style. And, you know, again, just having all the bells and whistles and it being in a stadium, you know, it ups that level to the point that, like, you know, this is what the path is forward. Like, you know, we now need to figure out the next big thing. But for this year, we've put all of our effort and energy into making this event a once in a lifetime, just a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah. And like you said, there's going to be so many people there that, you know, no matter where you're from, there's going to be a lot of players there that you don't know. And, you know, definitely take the opportunity to, you know, if you're a people person, if you're a, you know, outgoing person, to get to know people, because there's a lot of, there's gonna be, you know, I don't care where you're from, I don't care who you are, there's maybe like, there's no one in this tournament. I was trying to think of like who like may know the most people from different places. Like Jimmy Cole popped into my head, and some other guys did too. But even those guys, I can come up with people that they don't know. You know, if you're an outgoing type of person, you know, go sit down and chat with different people. There's a lot of interesting people to meet here. If you're not the outgoing person, if you're like me and you'd rather just, you know, not talk to anyone, regardless, go sit down and watch some teams that you've never seen and watch some players that you've never seen, even if it's not that actual, you know, getting to know someone on an actual communicating base, you know, one-on-one basis, get to know them as a player. You know, this is an opportunity to get to know all these people. Again, I'll reference, you know, 2004 of us, Tim, you know, like I felt like, you know, we were just so focused on, you know, winning and performing on the field that, you know, we didn't take the, you know, we secluded ourselves, didn't take the opportunity to, you know, to talk to other people, to get to see other people. And, you know, and I still regret that to some level. You know, go out there, watch people, get to know them, whatever you're comfortable with. Cause there's a lot of people, that's what a national championship is all about. It's not about winning it. you know, I know it is for some, and I know it is for everyone that comes and competes here, but like only one team is going to win it a year. For the rest of us, you know, it should be about getting to see all these teams and players that you only get to see up close one time a year.
Yeah. The last thing that, you know, I'm most excited to get out to the players is this year's media guide. We put together a good media guide last year. We were very time restrained. This year's, we were still time restrained because there's never really enough time in the lead up. But this year's, when it comes out on Tuesday, it's over 100 pages, team preview for every team, including your franchise history, a scouting report, you know, two feature articles on the history of the NCT, and, you know, like a tournament preview of, you know, what to look for. You know, all of our great sponsors are, you know, listed throughout the guide. There's never been a piece of media like this for any national championship. And it's not even close. And we're really, really, really proud of it and hope that people, you know, enjoy, you know, the work that was put into it.
Yeah. And that was done with all that, you know, thought in mind of, you know, of being able to introduce, you know, players to players that they may not know and teams that they may not know, and give this, you know, this history as best as I could do, you know, researching it all, you know, insights into everyone. So that's just another level of this. And yeah, you may read about something, you may read about someone in there that, you know, sparks something in you, and hey, then you're going to be right with them a couple of days later, you know, and get a chance to interact with them. So like all that stuff is, you know, is really, really cool. You know, cause again, that's what this is all about. There's, you know, I still know, and like, we all have our different time constraints and whatever, but just like in talking to different people, you know, it always kind of, I forget sometimes how much of the bubble, you know, maybe me and you are in, like where we really do dig into this stuff and really do get to know everyone, that there's so many players and teams that other players and teams just, you know, aren't that familiar with, you know, and sometimes guys will say stuff to us and you know, we'll be like, you know, we'll scratch our heads. We'll be like, well, no, that's not at all what this player is like. That's not at all what this team is like. This is a great opportunity to, you know, to get to know those people, you know, as players, as humans, you know, and really sort of get to dig into deeper into wiffle ball. You know, along those same lines, you know, just, you know, and I don't even know who I'm talking to here, because, you know, most everyone, you know, will do this, but, you know, have good sportsmanship, you know, to players that you're competing against, and be good teammates. You know, that's the most important thing. Again, I guess the overarching thing is, you know, don't let winning just consume you. For the most part, anyone that's, you know, on a team this weekend is playing with guys that they've chosen to play with on one level or another, you know, even, you know, whatever that level is, and keep that in mind. You've chosen to play with these guys, be good teammates, you know, don't get down on your teammates. These are the guys that you've chosen to go to war with, to quote unquote, go to war with here, or to compete with, I guess is a much, much better phrase. You know, be supportive. And then, you know, for your opponents too, be helpful. You know, no one wants to be the guy that wins on the technicality. No one wants to be the guy that wins because someone didn't know the rules. Be helpful, be supportive of all of your players. You know, it'll make it a much more enjoyable experience.
Yep. Agree to completely.
And so the last thing here, we said this would be quick. The last thing here is kind of a takeoff of that is just, you know, just compete this weekend. Like that's really what it's about. I think you and I have talked about this, Tim. I think one of the great things about this tournament, and this was true last year, I think it's taken another step this year, is that there are a lot of teams that know full well that it's a vast majority of them. You can put your own percentage on them. I'm not going to put a percentage on them, but the vast majority of teams here know they have little to no shot of winning the national championship. So why are they paying $300? Why are they out here this weekend? It's because they're here to compete and, you know, and get as far as they can and do as well as they can. And that's what this tournament is all about. You know, it's about, you know, competing. It's not about, you know, it's really not about anything else. So just, you know, just always sort of remember that, you know, again, so like, yeah, to use that 2004 example again, you know, I think we got lost in that of it was, and we had no illusions of winning, but like we got lost in the idea of, okay, we need to get this far because we felt, you know, we finished third the year before and we felt that, you know, we were disrespected about that. No one cared. And all that in hindsight was silly. And instead of just going out there competing, having fun, doing all these other things, you know, we imagine you kind of become consumed with that. You know, don't let yourself become consumed with that. Just go out there, compete against these teams that are there to compete against you. And, you know, teams are going to perform, you know, worse than they think they should. And, you know, it's easy to make excuses. It's easy to sort of get lost in that and act like that's the end of the world. And it's not. Just go out there, compete your hearts out and let the chips fall where they may. And, you know, I think if, you know, we all do that and we have fun and stuff, you know, it's going to be a great tournament because it's going to be a great tournament regardless, but it's all about the personal, what this podcast is all about. It's about the person. It's about what you make of it. Right.
Yeah. If you go out there and compete next weekend, you know, and give it your 100%, you know, yes, you're not going to be happy. You know, there's only going to be one team that's happy at the end of Sunday, you know, with the championship. But if you go out there, compete, give it 100%, you're going to walk away from this experience, you know, with it, almost 100%, you know, with you're going to walk away with a positive experience.
Yep. And that's, and we can confidently say that having, you know, having been some of the people that have done a lot of work in setting up this event, that, you know, we're very confident. The stadium itself does, you know, does a lot of the heavy lifting. But like, yeah, if you go out there, compete, you know, keep everything in perspective, have fun. There's no way this isn't going to be a great weekend, you know, for you. And that's really what this is all about. Having as many people come away from this weekend, having a great, great time as possible. And, you know, we're pretty confident that'll happen. Don't be the, don't be in the minority that doesn't allow themselves to, you know, to really enjoy that. Is that fair?
Very, very fair.
All right. So that's I think that's all. Do you have anything else you want to say, Tim?
Nope, that's it.
Yeah. So, you know, a big week coming up this week. We're going to have the draw later tonight on Monday. Different stuff throughout the week. Then before you know it, we'll be at Friday. We'll be at FanFest. Like Tim said, that's going to be really cool. There's 50 plus MLW fans that are already signed up to be out there to participate in their events and, you know, watch everything that's going on. And MLW will have their activities and we'll have the Home Run Derby. There's a great caterer. There's going to be a DJ. So a lot of really cool things. Then Saturday and Sunday, the tournaments should be, you know, a great weekend overall. And we look forward to seeing everyone and meeting those that we haven't met before. So we'll see you next Monday for our final October episode with the wrap up of the 2021 United Wiffle Ball National Championship Tournament. Tim Dean will be in tomorrow with his third episode of October. And we'll see you next week.